Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your efforts stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
You know, in some ways, life and business is not like sports at all. We hear so many athletic analogies that we often think there's so many things about sports that relates to how we should live our lives or how we should pursue gaining in business. I want to suggest to you there's a critical place that maybe we can look where they diverge, and it is on building small victories. So many times in business, so many times in life, we look at the big win as being what's going to make the difference. And I'm going to suggest to you in today's podcast that it is about the small victories that help us gain momentum, that build our self-confidence, that grow our self-concept, and that make things truly happen. Today's about the small wins, what we can do not only for ourselves, but as leaders, as managers, to help that with our team. That's today's Project Distinct, brought to you by my latest book. It's called Iconic. Forbes.com named it as one of the 10 best business books of the year, and you can get it as well at iconicbusinessbook.com. Discover what organizations and leaders need to do to attain, sustain, and regain the ultimate level of distinction. Just go to iconicbusinessbook.com. It'll have the links there where you can buy it directly from other retailers or learn more about it, learn more about me, connect with me on social media. All of that's available to you at iconicbusinessbook.com. I'll see you there and hope that you too can become iconic. You know, small wins are really important. We talked about it on a previous Project Distinct. By the way, I hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. If you're listening when these podcasts come out, we just finished Labor Day, back to work here this week, and this would be a great week to start with some smaller wins. We talked about the importance in a previous podcast of momentum, and it got me really interested in this aspect of smaller wins, and I found an article in Harvard Business Review that dates back to May 2001. It's from Teresa Amabile and Stephen J. Kramer, and the title of the article is The Power of Small Wins. You can find it at HBR for Harvard Business Review, hbr.org. And it begins with this quote: what's the best way to drive innovative work inside organizations? Well, they say that important clues hide in the stories of world-renowned creators. In other words, it says here, quote, that it turns out that ordinary scientists, marketers, programmers, and other unsung knowledge workers whose jobs require creative productivity every day have more in common with famous innovators than most managers realize. The workday events that ignite their emotions, fuel their motivation, and trigger their perceptions are fundamentally the same. It talks here in the article about the book The Double Helix, which was James Watson's 1968 memoir about discovering the structure of DNA. And in the book that I'm very familiar with, it talks about the wins and the losses and the ups and the downs and the frustrations and the progress and the disappointment and the roller coaster work that ended up getting them the Nobel Prize. It says here that, according to James Watson, quote, our first few minutes with the models were not joyous. Later that evening, a shape began to emerge which brought back our spirits, but when they showed their breakthrough to colleagues, they found that their model wouldn't work. Watson wrote, my morale skyrocketed later on because he suspected he now had the answer to the riddle after they had a bona fide breakthrough and colleagues could find no fault with it. Watson and Crick were so driven by this success, they practically lived in the lab trying to complete the work. So what happened was they had small victories and disappointments, but the small victories helped continue the momentum to the point that they were able to complete their work, and it was the discovery of the structure of DNA, one of the most critically important scientific discoveries in human history. Now look, what we do probably isn't going to rise to that level. And let's face it, the odds are not great that neither you nor I are going to get a Nobel Prize for our efforts. But the principle is still the same. Regardless of what we do to be innovative, we're going to have disappointments and discouragements along the way. It's how we respond to that disappointment. It's how we overcome that discouragement that's going to make the critical difference for our future. So what we have to learn is to build momentum, and momentum comes from small victories, not these enormous Super Bowl-esque types of, you know, spike the ball and cross the goal line and be adored by the cheering crowd. What we have to focus on is inner wins, the win in ourself. So, for example, one of the things this article talks about is that steps forward occur on 76% of what people identify as a good day. Setbacks only occurred on 13% of those days we identified as good days. So what does that mean? Well, it means we have to make a choice that we are going to have a good day and a best day and be realistic about we probably aren't going to make a whole lot of progress on those days that feel like they kind of stink, right? What happens on a bad day? 67% of setbacks have on those days that we say are a bad day. Progress only occurred, according to the research, on 25% of them. So what that means is, according to the research here from Harvard Business Review, quote, if a person is motivated and happy at the end of the workday, it's a good bet that he or she has made some progress. If a person drags out of the office disengaged and joyless, a setback is most likely to blame. What we have to do is to help influence people to have more positive emotions, and we have to take our emotions under control and decide that we're going to have more good days, as simplistic as it sounds. We have to celebrate what they call the minor milestones. In other words, look for those things that aren't big wins because those are relatively rare. But internalize the small wins to help motivate us and be a catalyst for us to get better. So what are some things that we could do to have small wins? One of the things is that we start each day by knowing what our goals for that day might be. Gosh, one of the things I've noticed very specifically is when I start my day by thinking about here are the three most important things I can get done today, and I get those things done, those are also the days that I often see breakthroughs in terms of innovation or creativity or starting great projects. Things like that happen when I feel good about the fact that I'm accomplishing things. Now, the odd thing is, I might have a day where I get those same three things done, but if I haven't started the day saying those are the three things that I'm going to get done, it doesn't feel like I've accomplished something significant. So what we have to do is to make certain that we begin every day saying, here's some small wins that we can create today. Here are some small wins that we can make happen during the day. So it helps us establish that momentum, to establish that progress, to make things happen that's going to influence us and be a catalyst towards achieving more of our specific bigger goals. By the way, the other aspect we often overlook is that when we do this, we are modeling the behavior that we want to see in our team. In other words, by establishing this as our practice, it creates the power of progress for other people on our teams as well. We become the type of leader that leads by example. So what we need to do is to show people how this works. How do we do it? According to the article, we establish a positive climate, one event at a time. So in other words, the example they use here is when a customer complaint stopped a project in its tracks, this model manager engaged immediately with the team to analyze the problem without recriminations and develop a plan for repairing the relationship. By doing this, this model manager showed his team how to respond to crisis in the work by not panicking or pointing fingers, but by identifying the problems and the causes and then developing a coordinated action plan. That's a practical approach and a great way to give a sense of forward movement even in the face of missteps, according to the article. But the other aspect of this is, I would suggest, is by doing this, as they execute that plan for repairing the relationship, along the way they can stop and point out, look at these little wins that we are accomplishing that will help us understand that we can have little wins in other areas as well. And guess what happens when we have a lot of little wins? We look back and we realize we have accomplished something very significant and, dare I say, distinctive. So focus on the little wins. That's what makes the big difference. Hey, welcome back to your work week. If you're here in the United States, second day of the week, obviously, if you're one of our many international listeners, to everybody, wherever you are in the world, thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing and subscribing to the podcast. Our numbers continue to grow, and I am so grateful for that. I hope you're getting value from this. That's why I'm here. And if there's anything that I can do for your organization, just check out scottmccain.com. I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow on the next edition of Project Distinct.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out distinctionnation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to scottmccain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.